C1M. Number 8B.
Well, it's 7:10. If anybody should hurry out, I would like to give that job. I will only take 5 minutes more because I don't like to keep you too long, but I'd like to give a resume of these first five subjects. In the way with the focus on Christianity, see, on the focus of the chapter on marriage, which says that in the measure that I am willing to take the attitude of prayer, and in the measure as I am willing to accept the demands of atonement and Eucharist which come along with that prayer, that in that measure I comply with prayer and atonement and Eucharist, that in that measure something in me is being born, which is of a new man, a higher sense of man, not yet the spiritual sense of man, but a higher sense of man, or I would say a higher sense of humanhood, and that I begin to see that this higher sense of humanhood, Christianity is always demonstration, you see, has an operative effect on the universe. In the way that I can say, I begin to contribute to a higher sense of manhood. Life and truth. A higher sense of manhood. So, how do these first five subjects show how we, through accepting prayer and atonement and Eucharist, become a contributor to a higher sense of manhood? Well, the first subject says, the more I become one with mind through prayer and atonement and Eucharist, the more I become lawful, law-abiding, law-respecting, and therefore I become a molding, constructive influence in the universe. I begin to stabilize society and contribute to civilization. Spirit, as I accept prayer and the demands of atonement and Eucharist, the more I do that, the more in me the spiritual qualities are freed to radiate, to reflect themselves, and the more there's a whole calculus of spiritual qualities is being expressed, and so I become a purifying influence on humanity. I begin to purify the atmosphere of humanity. So, the more I accept soul through prayer and the demands of soul through atonement and Eucharist, the more in me selflessness takes place, the more I'm drawn away from self and selflessness becomes predominant in me, and so I begin to contribute towards stabilizing, securing, and preserving joy and happiness among everyone. Principle. I can see that the more I pray principally and I'm willing to accept the demands of principle by letting go all that is unprincipled, the more I see that in marriage I become in my attitude and feeling principled, fundamental, scientific, and so I begin to contribute to more stabilized, permanent companionship in the world. Life. The more I accept God as the helper and father in my prayer, Therefore, the more I go back to life as the source of my help, my Savior, the more Atonement Eucharist comes in and says, all right, then you have to let go every other source as your help. And you have to lay down the mortal sense of life and the material sense of life. And the more I do that, and oust out the false sense of life, a refined, a cultured, a more spiritual sense of life takes place in me. And that has always an influence on the universe, because it is fatherhood. Therefore, it always has an effect as improving, refining my surroundings and the universe. That far as we got today. Now, just think these over for yourself until one gets the rhythm of the Word as the Word, the Word as the Christ, and the Word as Christianity. So that there are no more just classifications of terms. But that one begins to see that the moment we touch the Word as the Word, that is like touching the starter on a car. It goes rolling. The motor starts. It should start. And the moment we touch the Word as the Word, and begin to ponder the Word as the Word, what it means, that one begins to feel, I can't fulfill that without letting in the Word as the Christ. Namely, without ousting out everything which is against that Word as the Word. That's the Word as the Christ, you see. The Word as the Christ says, oust out everything which is against the Word as the Word. And by ousting out all that is against the Word, is naturally preparing a wider ground and a wider field in me, which is like the Word, which is the image and likeness of the Word. And that's Christianity, the reflection. Christianity is the reflection. It reflects the Word in me. And so, because Christianity is both understanding and demonstration, it always is two-sided, so to say. It not only does something in me, but it always demonstrates something outside. It always has an effect on the universe. And that's what marriage has shown. That in mind we become a contributing factor for the civilization of mankind. In spirit, that we become a contributing factor for the refinement of the human nature, of the masculine and feminine nature. In soul, we contribute towards the happiness and joy of each partner in any two or manifold relationship. And in principle, that it has an effect, namely we contribute towards permanency in relationships, which is so needed. And in life, that we contribute really to an improvement of the human species. Improvement in the, not only in the mental way, but also in the physical way. She shows it that even they have sounder constitution. We contribute to our improvement of the human race, of the progeny, in the mental way, in the physical way. And then, tomorrow, we go on to truth and love, which naturally lifts us further away from the human until at the end of the chapter, the big question is asked, is there any creator besides God? Is there any creation besides the spiritual creation? Because up to now we were talking about qualities which you and I have, about that infant Christianity. And then it blossoms out into the fourth chapter of spiritualism, the most wonderful chapter. All right, tomorrow.